as I was taking these assignments, I had various assignments in Pittsburgh. I had some in Baltimore. And one was very interesting. I took an assignment in Baltimore in what's called the Solid State Laboratory. And I really enjoyed working there because people were doing really great work. It was called molecular electronics. Mm-hmm. Today, that same word is being used again many years later. At the time, molecular electronics meant was a word that was came from Professor von Hippel, an MIT professor, who said that he felt that the future in electronics lay in spins, fields, waves, and charges, taking these four entities and making very unique devices and circuits out of them, not traditional types of circuits involving resistors and capacitors and transistors or whatever, but to make unique kinds of circuits. So we had a program at Westinghouse to do that. It was an Air Force-sponsored program. And I really enjoyed working on in that group assignment. You know, people around me were working on that. I was working on a particular aspect, though, of putting semiconductors in vacuum tubes and scanning them with an electron beam. And this work was sponsored by the Army. The Army was interested in doing work for night vision, for infrared. And I was working with another person on this program. And I thought I did a good job. And at the end of my assignment, I was told there just wasn't any more openings in that area. So I went and took another position, another assignment up in Pittsburgh. And after that assignment, I was told, well, there wasn't anything available there, too. So then I heard there were another assignments were opening up in Baltimore again. So I went down, and I heard from a friend of mine that there was a group down there called the Applied Physics Group, and that they were working on Schrodinger's equation and artificial potential wells. I had had a course in school on this, and I said, gee, I'm all ready to go on this because this sounds really like a great area to work in. And they were trying to make lasers and masers, it turns out. So I wanted to get an assignment in this area, and I thought I was going to go down and have an assignment in this area, and I was all set to go. So I got to Baltimore, and I went into this room where I was supposed to meet my supervisor for the assignment, and lo and behold, in the same room was my supervisor from the first assignment down there. And then there was this manager of the program, and he said, well, Marvin, I know you want an assignment in this physics group, but the other group that you've been with, the solid state group, they say that you did a good job, and they'd like to have you come back and continue on for a second assignment. And, you know, I was very interested to do that, actually. But then the manager of the facility said, but, you know, I have to tell you, there's no openings in this group. So you have to tell me what you would like to do. So, you know, I really was naive. And I said, well, I said, I like to work. I think I'll take a second assignment back there. Because, you know, I always thought if you did a good job, something would happen that was good, you know. And so I went back and I did my assignment. And even near the end of the assignment, I knew that, you know, there wasn't going to be any jobs. But lo and behold, two people that were working in the group decided to leave and go down to the Research Triangle Institute in the Raleigh-Durham area, because there was a rumor that they were going to start a Research Triangle Institute in that area. It actually didn't take place till many years later. Mm-hmm. But because these two people left, it opened up a position. So then I was offered the position to stay in the Solid State Laboratory. And that really started my career then down there in the early 60s. I started working in the laboratory, and I continued on with this program that I was working on. It was Army-sponsored. And it came time to get a renewal on the program, and I made a presentation to the customer, and, you know, that's the important thing in industry is to get your renewal, and I got a renewal. Mm-hmm. I was in charge of the program, and because the other people who were involved actually had left. So years later, I talked to the person who gave me my renewal. He had retired from the Army. And, you know, we were at a meeting, and he said, you know, when I gave you that renewal, he said, I really didn't understand what you were working on. He said, but you were so enthusiastic, I figured I have to sponsor a person that that has that kind of enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
So I always had enthusiasm about my work. I felt really strongly about doing a good job and presenting it. Of course, we didn't have the visual aids that we have today. In contrast, it was very, very poor. I also got involved in teaching very early down there. I figured that I wanted to learn. And one thing I tell young people is find a mentor. When you go someplace and get a job, make sure that you can learn something, but also find somebody that you can work with and learn from. I found this mentor, and he was writing a textbook from McGraw Hill, and it was in the area of transistors. And I knew nothing really about how to design transistor circuits. I mean, I knew vacuum circuits a little bit. But he had had some experience. He came from Bell Laboratories. But he was also a Greek person, you know, from Greece. And his background was Greek. And so the English needed a little correction. So I could help and type the chapters and learn from him. And ask questions about how this circuit worked and try to figure it out. And in the process, I really learned quite a bit, helped him put his book together. And we've been friends ever since for over 40 years now.